The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
And good evening, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for April 14th. 2009. With me, as always, my love, my main squeeze, the girl downstairs, it's Elkman Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How's it going today, Elkman?
Good.
I goofed up on dinner again.
Yeah, I know.
We had conversation about pizza, then we had conversation about some kind of a chicken thing that I brought home from the store the other day, and I forgot which one we were doing, and I came home with pizza.
Yeah, because you, we talked about it, being thawed and ready to go, and we should cook it.
Yeah, oh well.
So I did.
Well, we'll just do it tomorrow. Before we get going too far here, just before we went on the air, let me scroll back here. Scrolling back. Here we go. Elfred, Legion of Kithacor, is now a level 50 wizard. Level 50 wizard. Congratulations, Elfred.
You know, We had a birthday this week.
You did?
Dalar.
Oh, completely forgot about Dalar. Should we haul out the trolls?
Yes.
We should definitely haul out the trolls, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you!
So, happy birthday to Dalar, who we missed last week. Sorry about that. What else are we missing? Have you missed anyone else lately that we know of? Let me check the forums, actually. Forum.kithacor.org.
Well, in the meantime, I'll give a shout out to Angela Coria.
Angela Coria. Nope, I don't see anyone.
I guess we're good. If not, people.
You're breaking up something horrible. We may have to disconnect our Skype call and call you back. I can barely understand a thing you're saying.
Oh, even now?
Whoop, okay, you seem to be okay now. What you do?
Nothing.
Oh, all right, well, you seem to be fine now. Yeah, you were breaking up pretty bad there.
I don't know. All Maybe right. It was just me.
So
I was going to say, if we missed anybody, I'm pretty sure people will pipe up and say something.
because everyone loves the birthday trolls.
Oh, now they're saying I did break up, so shout out to Angela Correa. Am I still breaking up?
No, no, you sound fine to me.
Huh.
If you sound fine to me, you sound fine to them. Because, you know, we're broadcasting whatever I hear. I'd like to go ahead and invite everyone, or anyone who would like to anyway, to come down and see Jethel's new house in Freeport. I have not betrayed. You know, when Jethel left the Knights of the Holy Storm back in EQ1, he took up residence in the Jade Tiger Inn, and I have reestablished that room for Jethel. Oh, Fem's saying that she can barely hear us. Let me turn up the volume here. Let's see here. Recording options. Volume control. Yeah, that is down a little bit. There we go. That should be all right now. At least I hope so. All right. So, yeah, if anyone would like to come by and see Jethel's new place... North Freeport, the Jade Tiger Inn. It's right across from the bank, from the broker. You want to go upstairs, last door on the right, and you're looking for Jethel's. Jethel's.
And you have all the, it's the one room where all the Corsicans.
No.
How do you say it?
Oh God, I can't remember.
What are they?
Hold on.
Ladies of the night.
Yeah, where all the hookers are.
They're hanging around his door.
Well, actually, they're hanging around the door in front of mine, but that's okay. Courtesans. That's it. I was unsure what a courtesan was, so I looked it up, and a courtesan is a high-class hooker, basically.
I hope you got enough plat, hon.
Well, you know, it's Freeport, so everyone's poor, so, you know, they're working for, you know, for gold. It's all right.
Uh-huh.
And I think this Ixar right outside my room is their pimp. I'm not sure about that, though. So, yeah, Jade Tiger Inn in North Freeport. You can come on up to the second floor, last room on the right, and look for Jethel's. See, that way when I'm in that room, in the guild window, it says I'm in Jethel's house.
You just had to be a copycat.
No, Jethel's, you know, he had a room with the Jade Tiger. I'm just opening it back
up. I know, but I went and got my magical house. And
but I also brought lore for it, so there. I wrote a short little paragraph or so in the guild forums about rumors of there being a haunted room in the Jade Tiger for a number of centuries now that people have just refused to go into.
Your old room.
Mm-hmm. That would be my old room. And what I've done is the first... It's a two-room house. So I've decorated the front room where you enter. It's completely trashed. There are spider webs, you know, those giant spider eggs that we had for Halloween. I have those all over the place. You know, up on the ceiling, you know, these rooms have rafters. So I have them in the rafters. I have them up toward the ceiling. I have them in the corners. I have one of those, God, what is this thing called? Let me inspect here. Examine. I have the Knight of Unholy Vengeance from the market.
Yeah.
From the marketplace. He's roaming around. And I have a bunch of those, what are these things called? Glittering Temptations. The shinies.
Oh, shinies, yeah.
I have those as big as I can make them. And they're lining and they're just stacked on top of each other.
Okay, I'm curious. I'm going to go see you, but I'm going to take the shortcut to my house.
But it looks, you know, it just kind of looks like there's a some kind of spectral rift in the room toward the back. It's like, ooh, what's that? It's a ghost. Ooh. But yeah, so the house kind of looks haunted and stuff. But I have the back room boarded up. I placed, you know, some of those large, let's see, what is this one called? The pristine rough linen portrait. You can turn it, if you can get it facing outward, it looks like, you know, wood. It's just wood. So I've, roleplay-wise, I've boarded up the back room. So you're not, so you think, well, there's no room back there. But it, you know, you can just pass right through it. If you go into the back room, it's immaculate, it's bright, you know, it's Jethel's little place, you know. Just a place to go, just in case he needs to run in somewhere. And what the heck, they're cheap, so I've paid for, you know, what is it, 70 weeks in advance? What is it? Oh, 74 days in advance right now, but I think you can pay up to 90 days or something like that. But so I get that, and I have Jethel's regular room in Kinos. And I've got two guild doors, one in each house, to make it easy to go back to Kinos.
You said you're in North Freeport?
North Freeport.
Oh, you must be just down the street from me.
I think I am, actually. If you leave the tower, you just, as you leave the tower, take a right and jump over the little landing there so you don't run into the epic guard in the corner.
Ooh, I'm so scared.
I'm a level 85 triple up epic guard? You should be, really. But,
No.
No, fine. Go run into him then. We'll see what happens. But then you go down the street, and I think I'm either the first or the second building there. It's right across from the bank.
I don't see where you're talking about any epic guard.
Let me bring up the map.
He's not down there. I'm on the roof of the Jade Tire right now. Pretty sure. Nope, I'm on the potions house.
I think it's the next one over then.
Besides, if I see him, I just hide. Jade Tiger. Yes, it's a place. I just hop over the railing here.
Yeah, that's what I do to get there.
I got a bard in here. Where are you at?
As you enter the Jade Tiger, you want to go to the back right and go up the stairs.
Oh, up those stairs.
Yep, go all the way upstairs, and then last door on the right.
Yep, there's all the courtesans.
Courtesans. Yeah. To answer Santania's question, yes, my UI, not exactly broken, but missing that welcome window that they added in today without telling anyone they were going to do it. I fixed it on my end. I'll upload the updated UI after the show, because if I try to upload it during the show, I'll, you know, cut off our stream here, so.
Well, when's the last time you were on test?
Oh, God, it's been a long time since I've been on test.
Oh, that Phantom looks pretty cool.
Yeah, he does. He's missing his lower jaw. I think that's just great.
What is he doing?
That is his sleep mode, actually. It kind of looks like he's meditating.
I don't know. He's got his feet. Yeah, he is pretty wicked looking. You say I'm breaking up again.
You were a little bit when you were zoning. I think you're okay now. So what do you think? Is the place trashed enough?
Yeah.
And I got my little spiritual rift over here. I mean, I redid the room a couple of times because I thought, you know what, that ornate table I have in here just doesn't look wrecked enough. So I went out and bought a cheapy table to make it look better. Better suited for the room, that is.
Yeah, I was going to say you need some broken benches, but you got some in here.
Yeah, I think I have three of them in here. Four. I have four broken benches in here.
Yep, looks good.
Yeah, I think it looks all right. I scattered the books around. I wish I had more books that lay down flat, though.
Oh, and then your back room's all nice.
Yep. And you go into the back room and da-da-da-da. Hey, this place is really nice.
And you have a very big bed with pillows.
I have a triple king-size bed.
With pillows.
Uh-huh. With pillows, and I'm using the leather-stitched cushions as a mattress, basically. I think it works. Two fireplaces and chandeliers. And you notice what I'm doing now with my... I don't know if you've seen my other house, but what I'm doing now is before I do anything, because I was horrible at this before, is before I do anything as far as furniture is concerned, I hang pictures. Because I always, always, always left my walls completely bare when I was doing other houses.
Really? That's usually the last thing I put up, and I'm still working on mine.
No, I just always seem to leave the damn walls completely bare. So the last couple of times I've redecorated, I'm like, I gotta get some damn paintings. The walls look horrible. Yeah, and there, I do like the texture choices for these houses.
In
Freeport, yeah, I do like the texture choices. They're very nice.
It's a nice change since all we've had is wood and wood and more wood.
Yeah, now you have marble and I think
this is stone, stone and more stone.
Well, there's also wood here too. You can have wood or stone in Freeport. Shiver's in the house now, taking a look around.
We both got potted with snowballs.
Damn you and your snowballs! Why is it that something cold-blooded like snowballs so much?
I don't know.
Jigsy from the Oasis server wants to know if I will be posting pictures for those of them who don't want to create an alt and come take a look. Yeah, I'll take some pictures and post them to kithcore.org. Into the gallery. Speaking of kithcore.org, I have redesigned the site for the first time in almost a year.
Again?
What do you mean again? You saw it the other day.
I know, but you're always...
What do you mean again? I haven't touched it in almost a year. And I didn't change it all that much, really. But I like the way it came out.
It looks nice.
Yeah, I want to do some. I got to do more with the main part of the page. You know, like where the news is, right? You know, on the main page. I want to do something different with that. But yeah, I've got, you know, it's all layered divisions. You know, so I have like the main picture that's under the shield is behind everything, but in front of the background, and then that landscape that you see there, the tree line, and then there are mountains on the right. That is in front of everything, and I'm having fun with that.
You know, you should put up there is. Sevenim. Right. And what he just did.
Yes. Well, yeah, Sevenim brought us our first trophy to the Guild Hall. Well, thank you very much for that. We've actually reorganized our guild ranks a little bit and actually made a specific rank, the Heroes of Kithacor, which will be anyone who brings us, brings the guild, a trophy will be so named a Hero of Kithacor. I think that's a nice gesture.
Don't you think so. Yeah. I think so.
I wish we could actually put our ranks, like, under our guild name, you know, above us. I think that'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of neat.
Yeah, that would be neat.
But then, you know, we've got a lot of stuff above our heads now.
Well, I don't. I chose to turn most of it off. Oh, no. Rowan and Shiver are going to have a snowball fight. Look at the little mouse.
Well, like yours says, Jethel Silvering of Erolus Mar and then Legion of or yeah,
Legion of Kithgar, yeah.
But that's like three lines.
Yeah.
So underneath that would be Guild Leader. That's four lines.
Right. Or if I wanted to change the name of the Guild Leader status, but, you know.
And like Shiver over there is Battle Mage Shiver, the Treasure Hunter, Legion of Kithgar, and then if he had a Kithgar title,
it would
that
be
would be five lines.
Mm-hmm. Or possibly make, you know, the title like Shiver has, the Treasure Hunter, or even the Battle Mage, make that be able to change to your guild rank. Know what I mean?
Okay.
That wouldn't be bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad.
That's an idea for him.
And just for the record, that Gynok Maltar's head thing is ugly.
Well,
I've never seen the NPC. I haven't seen the NPC myself, but that's one ugly NPC.
Well, you're seeing him now. That's his head.
He's ugly.
He's not out to win beauty contests, huh? He's out to wipe the floor with your butt.
He's ugly. That is one ugly person. Yes.
Well, his head is now displayed in our hall.
Woo! And of course, anyone who wants to visit the world famous spa at the Kithgar Guild Hall, feel free to. You know, no one's actually gotten any use out of that spa in a long time.
Well, we haven't had any guild meetings where we've congregated down there afterwards.
Mm. I think it was kind of it was easier when we had it in the Gorwin thing because the spa was on the ground floor, and the meeting hall was below, so you pretty much had to go near it to leave.
And this time it's downstairs, opposite.
And now it's out of, now it's just out of the way. So I don't know. And of course, I have my mannequins side by side here, the female and the male.
Trista said she tried to get into the steam room, but it seemed to be locked out. I think you have to go around the side.
Right, there's a clear door. You know, it's one of those vampiric mirrors. You can't go into that mirror because it's solid, but I do have it set up. There are there's a shower area right to the left. Right in between the steam room and the sauna. You can enter the steam room through the shower area, and then you can sit down and get all steamy. Oh, somebody hit the.
I know who it was.
It's one of the...
It was the mouse.
Somebody hit the keg, and now we're all drunk.
It was the mouse.
Ishia Mousehold of the Vagabond Knights just...
got everybody drunk.
Yeah, Fem came around and took a look through our guild hall. She loved the changes that we've made.
Well, you know, I've got stuff that will cure that in my pack. Wake up juice.
Is that tradable at all?
Nope.
Ow.
Sorry.
All right. Could actually. There.
See, I'm already sober almost.
All right. Just kill me to get it over with.
I'm doing it.
Is that all you got, you puss?
What?
Hey, you just threw me into the wall. What the hell? There we go. All right, now I can see clearly. I can see clearly now. Actually, I wonder, doesn't one of the cloaks I have now... have something where you're able to it has something so you can see clearly underwater.
Yeah.
Does that clear up the drunk effect at all?
I don't think so. I've never tried it. It's only for water.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
no,
I can't.
No, I got a bunch of wake up juice back when the rifts, the portals started showing up.
Mm-hmm.
have a pot of it that makes 10 times or something like that. I bought a few of them. They were cheap enough, and now I know why.
Hmm.
They work.
Yep. Yes, they do.
Now, will you go hide that keg before somebody touches it again?
I think I'm going to pick it up. I put it there just because it looked good. You know, I put a broken bench under it.
Well, Crema can make you just some kegs. You know?
Yeah, if you want to. I mean, they're cheap enough, really. But, you know, just a regular old keg.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think the house came out all right.
Domino says that...
Domino.
Sonic vision.
Oh.
Okay. Helps with drunk vision. There might be a totem. Sonic, meaning like bat vision.
Right. We have infravision. We don't have sonic vision. I think the Rotungas might have the sonic vision. I'm not sure about that.
You could make totems, huh?
Hmm. Oh, and by the way, just want to let everyone know who has won the Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns game in the last 2 months. At least I hope I got everyone. God. I don't know. I've sent a couple messages to Leanne over at Online Gaming Radio, and I haven't really gotten any replies from her. So I went out to a dollar store, and I bought a bunch of little prizes and stuff, and I sent out 8 packages yesterday. So, there we go. Let me get my mail up here.
Nope, he's getting his mail. I thought you were mail.
Hey. So, let's see. Ilira on the Lucan Dulaire server, Clorny on Befallen, Rowane, Antonia Bale, Taija on the test server, Femme, Antonia Bale, Lyra, Antonia Bale, Xanador.
I hope you sent her a cube.
What?
Said, I hope you sent her a cube.
How am I supposed to send her a cube? You want me to, like, send her a thing of Jell-O or something?
No, just a cube.
But anyway, Xanador, Antonia Bale, and N2 on the Antonia Bale server, I've sent you all out. How the heck did I word it? Officially licensed, genuine, autographed with invisible ink, except no substitutes, rubber duckies. And also I found at the dollar store there's some plastic little castle towers that have little snap-together figurines. Some of them are knights. Some of them are dragons.
I've got a dragon.
Yeah, I bought you a dragon a few months back. But unfortunately, there were only like 2 dragons left. So the rest of the people got knights. But yeah, I sent it out, and there you go. So hopefully you're going to get something. Also, we're going to go ahead and resume the Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns tonight.
So let me get this right. If they win a night from you?
Yes. If you win the contest, you'll receive a night from Jethel.
Oh, wait. Not a night with Jethel, a night from Jethel.
Are you sending any of them dragons at all?
2 of them were dragons.
Okay. Those of you that get dragons, you may want to, after you get it put together,
take a picture.
It's really cool. Well, yeah, that too. But you may want to glue the head, the wings, and the tails on. They tend to come loose.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, the legs are fine, but everything else is a little loose.
Wow. So what are you saying? You're saying they get a knight? They get a knight from Jethel and they're loose?
No, the dragons are loose.
The dragons are loose.
And, of course, anyone wanting a night with me, well, I'll be at the fanfare.
We got to figure out some way to pay for that room, so we'll be charging.
Yep.
What do you say, $20 an hour?
Oh, hell, I'm easy.
Okay.
Yeah, either $20 an hour or five platinum an hour, you know, whichever one is a better deal.
You spend platinum game too fast.
Oh, that's because, you know, I want to upgrade my rooms. Unfortunately, I can't upgrade my my armor or weapons by shopping anymore.
No, you can't.
I've been trying because, honestly, I want to switch to piercing. Because, you know, with the new appearance slots for the piercing stuff, for the...
Anything good, you're going to have to go out and get.
Yeah.
It's no drop.
I think I'm going to have to actually finish my, what the heck was that? That dagger I had a quest for. I think I actually deleted the quest because I figured there was no point in getting it. What the hell was it called?
I don't know. Which dagger were you working for?
It was, you know, that area where all the scorpid things are in Jarseth Wastes.
Yeah.
You know that zone down in the pit area. I can't.
I have that quest too, but I've never finished it because you need a group to go in there.
Oh, exactly.
Hang on.
I can't.
Hang on.
God, I can't think of the name. Is something toxin or?
Hang on. I've got it.
Yeah, well, whatever
it
is.
It's this one, but...
All right, let's see what you got there. I've apparently deleted it, because I figured...
That one?
Yeah, Anaphylaxis, that's it.
Okay, and it's from the quest Anaphylaxis.
Yeah.
And you have to go in and kill Impaler somebody, rather, Tugs. T-Z-I-L-U-Z, or U-G?
Yeah.
In the Maiden's Chamber.
But yeah, I mean, that's definitely... That's definitely rivaling what I have equipped right now.
Uh-huh.
I just wish it wasn't no trade. I'll probably just have to, you know, just find out how to get.
All
the
you got
to
do is go back down into.
Don't I speak to somebody outside the zone or something like that?
Yes, you need to go back down into that area, that crater down there, and I should remember the name of that. Howling Stones.
Oh yeah.
And there's a, I want to say a little fae. Flying,
yeah.
Flittering outside the door, you talk to her.
Okay, I've only been in there like once or twice. And it was to help someone else get anaphylaxis.
Yeah, me too. I didn't have a quest at that point.
Yeah.
Because you have to do one previous in another one of the zones. I think it's Vault of Eternal Sleep.
Yeah, that sounds about
you
right.
Have to do that one first, and then she'll give you the quest for anaphylaxis.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm thinking maybe I want to, you know, try to wrangle a group together or, you know, threaten or whatever to try to get a group
going
here and beg, plead, pay for it, whatever. You know, because some of the things that I think look cool for Jethel, anyway, as a character, you know, I've always been fond of either the whips or the short spears. Well, you know, when we were, you know, coming up through the 20s and stuff like that, Jethel had short spears and whips. So I just thought they looked cool. And some of the things out there that I'd like to get now are piercing, and unfortunately, I'm doing slashing right now. God, I couldn't tell you the last time I had a piercing weapon. It was... I mean, I had the croaking dirk for a little bit there, but then
I have it still in my packs.
You know, then I got the Spellforge Skewer and the Nasor Short Sword, which was better than the Croaking Dirk, so I just went with those. Let me see. Skills, combat, my piercing is maxed, actually, so.
Probably mine is, too.
Actually, my piercing is higher than my slashing. My slashing maxed to 400. My piercing is 410. So maybe I should switch.
All of my combat skills are totally maxed out.
Well, so am I.
My avoidance is all maxed out.
Hmm.
All my crafting is maxed out.
Latesh is saying that the weapon type doesn't matter, but I was told that if you're wielding slashing, you could not put piercing in the appearance slots. Maybe I ought to try it. I'm going to go back to the guild hall and buy a dagger. You know, just a standard crappy dagger and see what happens.
Probably nothing if it's gray. Now, it looks like the only things that are not maxed out in my general tab, of course, is alcohol tolerance, which is 23 out of 400.
How the hell do you gain alcohol tolerance? I mean,
You got to drink.
In EQ1, it was so easy. You drank, it went up. You drank some more, it went up again. In EQ1, it seems to be like, go up like one skill an hour.
Go up one skill every other drink, depending how strong it is.
Mm.
It was 12. Investigation is 59 out of 400.
Hmm.
That was a skill that we got for one of the quests that I never finished.
Investigation?
Yeah, investigation.
Don't remember that one.
I'm not sure. Was that a world event, or was that the one with the little statues you had to go run around and get?
Not a clue.
Might have been that. And then my safe fall is almost maxed out. It's 382 out of 400.
Okay, so I'm going to buy this tin parrying.
Soulfire, Sword of Destiny, yeah. Okay, well, my investigation is like 59 out of 400.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. I haven't finished Soulfire. I think I'm stuck somewhere where I have to talk to some dwarf in the bottom of Mistmoor or something, but, you know.
Oh, cool. I can equip a piercing weapon. Cool. Then I will get the javelins that I like, then. What's he fighting with? It's a pointed stick. Why does nobody ever get that? Doesn't anyone ever watch Monty Python's Flying Circus? The guy's trying to train people to fight with fruit?
Mm-hmm.
What apparently happens if someone tries to attack you with a banana? What if he has a pointed stick? You throw the banana at him. First you shoot him, thus disarming him. Then you eat the banana. Oh, God.
What happens if you don't like bananas?
Grapes.
Okay.
God, I miss Monty Python. They were such cool guys.
They're still around, some of them, sort of.
A couple of them are dead now, aren't they?
Hmm. Yeah.
What was that movie that we saw recently that was done by Terry
Gilliam? Terry Gilliam's movie.
What was that?
The name of it?
Yeah, I can't think of it.
I have to look it up. I'm sorry. It was bizarre.
I'll open my Netflix here.
Well, that's the quickest way, because we just watched it.
Netflix.com. So
he was 64 or 65 when he made that one.
Tideland.
Yeah, it was really...
It was bizarre, man.
Well, he warned you in the beginning of it. You'll either like it or you'll hate it, but you'll go away thinking.
Yeah. What was it? Oh, this little girl's father dies, like, toward the beginning of the movie, and she doesn't think he's dead.
No, let's start at the beginning here. She's got two parents that are... drug users, basically.
Heavy drug users.
They've taught her to, you know, fix their syringes up, but you have to figure that Terry Gilliam is coming from the eyes of a child. This child does not know that this is wrong. This is normal for her. And one of her parents dies, and the father takes off the daughter and goes back to where he grew up.
Right, his childhood home.
Yeah, which is a dump, and eventually he dies, and she doesn't think he's dead, and continues on her little way area.
We are not going to tell them just exactly how bad the neighbors are, but I just want to say for the record, oh my God! So yes, it's called Tideland. Tideland. Made in 2005. Stars Jodelle Ferland, I think is the little girl.
That's basically Jinxie, out of Oasis Server said.
Jinxie.
Yeah, it's the fantasy world of a little girl of drug user parents.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's it.
And
you nailed it.
You're either going to be repulsed to all hell by this movie, or you're going to love it. You're going to hate it or you're going to love it. Matter of fact, Terry Gilliam does come on at the first moments of the film and warn people, you're either going to hate this or you're going to love it. There is no in-between. So
but you are going to go away thinking. And, yeah.
But if you keep an open mind about the movies and the stories that you see, I am going to recommend it. It's Tideland, 2005. The mother was actually played by Jennifer Tilly. And the father was... Crap, who was that?
Bo Bridges.
No, Jeff Bridges.
Or Jeff Bridges. It was one of the Bridges boys.
Jeff Bridges. Interesting how he gets top billing and he was dead throughout most of it.
He just sat there.
Well, you know, that's the same thing with the original Little Shop of Horrors. They billed it as being as starring Jack Nicholson.
Right.
He's only in the movie for like 2 minutes.
He's the dentist, and he's dead real fast.
No. He's the pain loving dentist patient.
Oh.
That Bill Murray plays in the remake.
Okay. I thought he was the dentist for some reason.
No, he wasn't the dentist. So yeah, Tideland, I liked it. I liked it. I thought, you know, as long as you keep an open head about it, you'll be fine.
And it's a Terry Gilliam movie.
Yes. Now, Terry Gilliam, he did all the weird animation for Mighty Python, didn't he?
Yes.
Oh, okay. See, what's in the queue for this week?
I don't know.
Crap, I gotta return those movies.
Can you put in Bedtime Stories, the new one?
Is it out on video yet?
Yeah. I know you won't watch it because it's got Adam Sandler in it.
Adam Sandler is not from New York. He graduated high school, Manchester, New Hampshire, Central High.
I think it's Adam Sandler.
Yeah, it is. Now, it's not what I thought it was, actually. Bedtime Stories, I thought it was going to be one of those movies where he's reading the book and everything that he's reading comes to life, that kind of thing. No, it's actually just, it's apparently the father is just telling bedtime stories and the movie becomes what he's telling his kids. But it's not like one of those things where he's reading out of a book and then boom, it really happens, which was actually another movie that came out earlier this year.
So anyway, I'd like to watch it.
Okay, I put it on the queue.
Cool.
Let me check my queue. I believe I put it up. Okay, they say that there is a short wait.
Yeah, well, it just came out this last week.
Yeah, they said there's a short wait for it, but I have it at the top of the queue, so as soon as it becomes available... Oh, by the way, let me get my... Oh, shit, my wallet's downstairs. Anyway, a woman came in from a local theater, the Lincoln Theater in Mount Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me a couple of free passes, and the Wrestler is playing this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, if you want to go see it.
Okay. I guess you're asking me out on a date?
I am.
Okay.
Elgren, would you accompany me to the ball? Please?
Sure.
Cool. Can we, like, make out in the back row and stuff?
Sure. Now, I took Eric to the movies.
You're not
going to
make out with him in the back row.
No.
He's your son, for crying out loud. God!
Dragon Ball Z came out on the 10th, and he's on the 8th.
Ah! Not Dragon Ball! Ah!
So we didn't go see Dragon Ball, but we did go see Aliens vs. Monsters in 3D.
In 3D.
And if you get a chance to go see it in 3D, do the 3D version. You at least up here, we got glasses. I mean, real glasses, not the paper pieces of crap. And sit in the far back. Yeah, no front row in that. Sit as far back as you can. We sat up about three rows before, just down from the projection booth. I mean, that's how far up we were. It was great. We have stadium seating in the Regal Theaters over in Marysville, so... And yes, we get to keep the glasses.
Cool.
Matter of fact, Eric scammed another one out of the return box. You know, you could put them in there to recycle.
Mm-hmm.
But it was excellent 3D. Very good.
Well, good.
It was an okay story, too. It wasn't bad. I want to see Up.
Up looks all right. Something just came to mind. Do you watch the Colbert Report?
sometimes.
God, he had an interview with a senator of some kind this past week. And they pulled evil Spock on him. And what that means is he wanted the senator to say something that senators shouldn't say. You know, just be evil. And he was like, well, I'm not going to say that. Well, but what if you had the evil Spock goatee? And the screen goes all ripply and stuff, and then next thing you know, Stephen Colbert and the senator are there in black goatees. And Stephen's there stroking his goatee evilly. Complete this sentence for me. And the senator's like, all right, I like prostitutes because... And the guy's just looking at him like, I can't finish this. I But then he did.
What did he say?
No, Stephen was giving him pointers on what to say. And no matter what question he asked, if the guy was stumbling, he said, just say, it gives me joy. And the senator actually says, I love prostitutes because they give me joy. God.
That's too funny.
It is amazing what Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert can make their guests do.
You know that there's a piece going up to this, to the,
Yeah, there's a new section of the International Space Station going up named Colbert.
It's Colbert. Yeah, they're saying it's the toilet they're bringing up, but...
And, yeah, I mean, NASA was fighting it.
Are we low again? They're telling you to speak up.
I think I gotta, away from the mic a little bit. But I'll turn it up a bit. But anyway, yeah, NASA was trying to fight it. You know, they're the ones that put out an open contest to name it, but they didn't want it named after Stephen Colbert for some odd reason.
2 million people voted for it to be the Colbert.
Yep. 2 million people, and they wanted it named like Serenity or something like that. You know what I mean? But no.
Sounds stupid name.
No, they're naming it Colbert, and it's going up.
And a lot of people are still saying there's supposed to be a new toilet in it, so I don't know.
Oh, Valander didn't hear what the answer to why I like prostitutes. He said, I like prostitutes because they give me joy. So anyway. So yeah, so next in our queue, we have... Well, as soon as they become available, Bedtime Stories, The Day the Earth Stood Still, and The Wrestler. Now, do you really want to see this magical legend of the leprechauns?
Huh?
You put it on the list.
Well, who's in it?
It was a miniseries from 1999. I think it has Whoopi Goldberg, and it has that guy that played Chief O'Brien in The Next Generation. As one of the leprechauns?
I want to see it.
Okay, all right. I know I've seen it while it was on TV once. It's just kind of weird. But, yeah, okay. If you want to see it, we'll see it.
I actually don't remember putting that on the queue. Does the kid get in there?
I hope not. I got one here on the bottom of the queue called Haunted Forest.
Could be good.
So, I noticed you were getting more out in a lava storm lately.
Yep, I got to the point now where I can do the dailies. The daily solos. I don't have enough to actually buy from the merchants yet. God, that pisses me off. I asked...
What do you want to buy from the merchants?
I want to buy from the fluff merchant. The guy, you know, with all the plushies and the pets and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Have you been up to our meeting hall?
Not lately.
In the last few days?
I mean, I know you got the fire thing in the center now.
No, I moved that.
Oh.
I'm setting that back row of trees in our meeting hall, I'm setting them on fire.
Why?
Because! That's our thing! I mean, our logo is a tree line with fire behind it.
All right.
But yeah, if you go up to the meeting hall, and I'm up there now, I've got three of those flaming whirlwinds going on. They look good, and I want more of them. But the problem is, people are selling them on the broker for like three plaid a piece. I didn't know you can buy them from a merchant. I had no idea how. I had no idea how you bought those things.
Oh no! Don't tell me you bought those that you got now off the merchant.
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't know how to get them.
How come you didn't ask me?
You were asleep, and I saw them. And I'm like, hey, these things look neat.
No. Could have told you where you got them.
Okay, so the next time I find something that I think really looks neat, I'll wake you up. You go, hon, how do I get one of these? And then you'll stab me in the eye.
That does look good.
I told you, they look good. I had to take the trees out, and then I took the trees out, placed the whirlwinds, and then placed the tree inside the whirlwind. Unfortunately, that's as big as they get. So I'll have to buy, like, you know, quite a few of them and stack them on top of each other or something. But I think they look good. And you notice that I made us matching chairs now?
Yeah.
Instead of you having a little one, you are the co-leader.
How come you just didn't move them up higher since you've got a wall back there? Or do you have them off the ground?
Well, they're off the ground a little bit. But I figure I'll buy more of them and, you know, put them up higher.
How much are we going to get into this place?
What's that?
How much more room do we got in this place?
None. I had to take stuff out to do this.
What did you take out?
Well, if you go back to the entranceway here, you'll see that instead of three or four little fountains, I have one big fountain now.
Yeah, you traded that. You need to get all this Christmas stuff out of here. That would help.
Well, the way I figure it is this way. Over here, in the southwest corner, it's winter. Over here, in the southeast corner, is summer. Over here, in the northeast corner, is autumn.
Now, and so where's fall?
Now, if I can only get Domino to make trees with, you know, gold and red and yellow leaves and stuff like that, then we can have spring. No, wait.
No, you need fall.
Okay, I need fall, so I need some, like... No, autumn is fall. That's the Halloween display over here, so I need spring. What the hell do we do for spring?
Oh, what's this, summer?
What?
Over here?
Yeah, I mean, we have the babbling brook and the rocks, and so I figure that's our summer area.
Well, spring, all you need is flowers.
Yeah, we can put some flowers in there. So I figure
we
have...
You can get rid of these packages over here, though.
Yeah, we can get rid of the packages. And the candles. You can't see the candles from far away anyway. They kind of disappear because they're considered low-resolution models.
Mm-hmm.
And Fem said, and butterflies. Yes, well... Oh, yes.
He doesn't need any more of those. That's... Well, you've got enough butterflies up there in the meeting.
Now, Fem... Fem, you saw the meeting hall where it has all those fireflies. Imagine that entire area covered in butterflies, and that's exactly what we had in the beginning. And we were inundated. We just
felt like calling Orkin the man out.
Where's the Orkin man? We're infested with butterflies! But yeah, Fem wants me to make her a bunch of those firefly things. So she still has some the hard candy and stuff. Yeah, she just said that she's going to send her hard candy to me. It's all right. I like Fem's candy. It's nice. I'm horrible, I know. I need a drink.
In my ale.
I still think it's really funny that Grimwell cannot stand that noise.
Yeah, you drive him crazy with that sound. He probably does not listen to you just for that reason.
He listens to me. They all love me.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fam, go ahead and you can go ahead and send those to me or give them to me the next time you see me or whatever. Yeah, no, just tell me if you want butterflies or fireflies or a mix of both, and I can do those for you. Unlike the Christmas stuff where you needed a special, you can only do it in the instances, the Illarissi stuff you can do in your regular workbenches, so no problem.
Well, the Christmas stuff is sort of Christmassy and should stay that way, you know?
Yeah, but those, I wish you could do the grassy knolls with butterflies and fireflies all the time.
You can, as long as you got candy.
Yeah, but that's the thing, you need the candy to do it.
Yeah, you should have stockpiled like me.
Those things sell, man. I've actually taken yours and Truthlight's advice, and I've been selling stuff on the broker lately.
Yay!
Oh yeah, I sold like a dozen grassy knolls in one day.
How much are you selling them for?
Whatever was normal market price. I think they're like 20 gold a piece.
Really?
Something like that. Let me see.
I have a stockpile of candy you wouldn't believe.
The grassy knolls are selling for 24 plat a piece. I mean, 24 gold a piece right now. And I sold
I'll
like
sell
20
four
of them.
Sell four of them, that's a plat.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to start making some of these.
Go for it. Now, what is this Sootfoot Forge for again? Is that for making the Sootfoot armor?
Yeah. Anything that needs the Sootfoot Forge. Like that quest you were doing?
Oh, I could have finished that up here.
Yes, you could have. There's another forge in Death Fist Citadel that's used to make the Death Fist armor.
I don't think I've seen the Death Fist armor.
I can only show you the robe.
I don't know.
It's called Blood something or other.
I'll check it out on the merchant, maybe on the broker.
Here is the gi.
The gi?
Yeah, this is the,
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't
let me see if I can get this into the channel. Give me a second here.
I'm seeing the plans for sale.
That is the Bloodhide gi.
Ah.
But there's a bunch of them that are called, like, Bloodhide and Blood, let's see, where's the robe?
Let's see, Ombre, maybe?
Blood threaded robe.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like any of that stuff is for
sale. You have to have
the plans for it are
blood iron ore along with it. Yeah, the plans and then blood iron ore.
Yeah, the plans are for sale. I can't find any of the actual armor for sale.
And you have to use the blood iron forge.
Hmm.
Which is Death Fist Citadel.
Well, I don't want to go to Death Fist Citadel.
Well, that's why you go pick up the shinies with your epic Earring of the Solstice, and then you can put one in the guild.
Hmm.
That's where I finally got all of them for Lava Storm.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, that's one of the things I have to do. I've only finished a couple of the collection quests out there that you pick up in Lava Storm. Nothing interesting yet, really.
All right.
Not for my level.
Oh, and by the way, we are going to be doing Warren Norath's Cheese and Nibble Buns in the next hour. We've decided on a new rule for it. Actually, no, I can't do that.
No.
I was about to say that we're not going to place him anywhere. We're just going to choose a spot on the map. That will give us more of a variety of where we can go, because there's only so many places I can bring a level 20 character. But how am I going to be able to describe where I am?
True.
So we're going
to
have to...
You still need to take him somewhere. We just need to work on getting him places, because there's lots of places I can help you get him.
I think that's what we're going to have to do during the weekends from now on. One of our weekend chores is going to be throwing cheese at somewhere.
What we need to do is get a map of North and a dartboard and some darts and just go, whink! Okay, we got to get him there.
Right.
That's the challenge.
Okay, so we're going to take a little music break here. Let me line up some music. Anyone have any...
Do you have some new songs?
Yes, we're going to be playing a new song. First in the lineup here. Cheez-It apparently wants to be a hero, so Cheez-It wrote a song about wanting to be a hero, and we got a little skit in the beginning of it and stuff. It's called I Just Can't Wait for the Ding. It's a nice little song there. So we're going to line up some songs, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes or so. And...
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields. Mass hysteria. It's mayhem out there.
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Jethel has released a new song.
Hello there. What kind of armor can I get with this?
Well, that's not a lot of money.
I know it's not much, but I've got to do something.
Well, let's see what I have in the back. Well, I found some leather here. It's not much, but it's better than what you have.
Yeah, I'll tell. Oh, hey, dwarf!
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Buying some armor.
Would you like that wrapped up, or are you just gonna wear it home?
Oh, I'll take it home, thanks. Well, here you go. Hi.
Armor, huh? Well, what are you doing? Going to a fashion show or something?
No, I'm gonna go out hunting.
You?
Yeah.
But you never go hunting.
Yeah, but you know what? Jethro and Elquin are such great heroes and stuff. I wanted to be something, too.
But Cheez-It, you damn man pooped yourself the other day when a cat came around the corner. That don't mean a cannon. It was a cat. Little kitty cat.
Oh, but dwarf, I have dreams. I have aspirations. I want to be a hero.
You got a lot of work to do.
I know.
You got to do it day and night.
Did you say day and night?
Waiting for this thing that hunts everywhere.
Well, maybe you should have thought more about it before you passed up on that bear.
Well, I'm gonna scratch. I'm gonna climb my way up to the top. I'm doing quests, collecting things, and looting chests that drop.
Oh, look at this. You're never gonna kill nothing with this thing.
Oh, I just can't wait for that day.
Surrounded by a pack of gnolls!
I'm gonna slash, I'm gonna stab, my blade will take its toll.
Hey, that's one little mouse who's gonna make it, I think.
Oh, I just can't wait for that thing. I'll go out and do that.
Uh-huh.
When something happens, I'll be there.
I'll be by your side.
Back, front, grooving side to side.
Front to back.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And you have something you wanted to announce?
Oh, yeah, I've got a message here. It's for Lyra. Lyra, you there?
Message for Lyra?
Yeah, message for Lyra. I don't know why I get sent these things, but I do.
Okay.
Anyway, it says something about... that she should euthanize her companion cube so
what?
She can pass the test and get the cake. And something about a note about grief counseling and cake being served after the test. Ooh, Lyra's going, eek, eek. Now, I didn't write this.
Who's that from? Who's that from wanting to kill the cube?
I don't know. It's not signed.
Okay. Lyra says cake. The cake is a lie.
Hey, is it pie?
The cake is a lie.
So, anyway, that's... I don't know. I just get sent these messages.
Weird.
Okay. Fuck. All
right.
Of course, I'll probably be back charging the person who ever sent that, but anyway, it's okay.
Okay, then. It's time once again for Where in Norrath is Cheesy Nibble Buns?
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kelethin, or Kinos? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. Feel thin inside your pack tags and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheese and Nibble Buns.
Alrighty, folks, you know what to do. We got to try to narrow it down by asking questions. What continent is he on? Then what area? What if he's in a city? What city? And then he is actually at a location that can be found on a map. He's in a location that can be found on a map. So start asking your questions. Let's try to narrow it down. Remember, if you've won Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns in the past, please try to let somebody else win. So, go ahead and start answering your questions there. No, he is not in Lava Frost. Actually, you know what? I could be in Lava Frost, in Lava Storm or Everfrost and still answer that no, because Lava Frost is not a zone. Okay. No, he is not in Lava Storm, Jinxie. But, you know, start asking questions. What does he see? What's around him? You know? No, he's not in Everstorm. There's no good zone. No such zone. He's not in Test Chamber 17. What the hell is that?
They're making poor little references.
Okay. Does he see trees? Let me see. I see trees, yes. Water. No, I do not see water. Do not see water.
No.
Let me check the map. I don't think I'm near
You're
water.
You're not near water, no.
No, I'm not near water.
No, he came out of the closet a long time ago.
Hey! Let's see, is he near mountains? Yes, he is near mountains. I suppose technically he's on a hill. He is technically on a hill, and he is near mountains. Jinxie wants to know if he's in Thundering Steps. The answer is no, not in Thundering Steps. He is not in Untondica. Can he see the sky? Yes, he can. Cheez-It can see the sky at this point. Is he standing on grass? No, I'm not standing on grass. Not in Thundering Steps. Is it dark? Well, it's only quarter of six Norrathian time, so technically it is still dark. Jinxie says that he might be in the fens. He is in the fens. Now, where is he? He is in the fens of Nasthar. Now, the question is, where is he? Are there topless dancing male halflings in sight? Because Domino wants to be right over. I do not see any topless male dancing halflings, no. We've established that he is in the fens of Nathar. It's just a matter of where is he? He is
topless
not...
dancing male halflings in sight?
No. No topless male dancing halflings. Ixia, he is not at the entrance. We actually got him someplace this time. He's not at the entrance. Sathirians. Where are the Sathirians?
No, he's not.
Okay, he's not there. Okay. So yeah, we actually got him somewhere. And he is not in Rillus, no. Can he see large cats?
We passed them.
Well, not currently. We cannot see large cats where I'm standing.
Trista from Guck.
Well, technically, he's not in the field of bone.
That's true.
He's not in the field of bone.
Can we just tell him that you can see the field of bone?
I can see the field of bone. I can see the field of bone from where Cheese It is, but he's not in the field of bone. No, he's not on the tower.
Oh, near the burn eye?
Trista got it.
Trista's got it.
Trista's got it. He's in the burn eye camp in the Fens of Nassar. Specifically, I'm at the Sotacor thing.
Belly Whomper camps.
Yeah, the Belly Whomper. Baroni, same thing. Well, yep, that's where he is. So, yeah, we actually got him somewhere this time.
Belly Whomper. Belly Whomper.
But Trista from the Antonia Vale server, you have won this. What?
Is she from the Antonia Vale server? Or
yes.
Oh, no, she's in the. Okay, yeah.
Trista from Antonia Vale server. Just send Jethel an in-game message with your real mailing address, and I'll see that you get an official organic rubber autographed with invisible ink. Squeaky, but maybe not squeaky. You know, if these rubber ducks do not squeak, then they're the special editions, and there's nothing wrong with them. Actually, they squeak higher than humans can hear. So don't worry about it. Rubber ducky. So Trista wins a rubber ducky. And I still have some of those tower things available. I think they're only the little snap-on knight figurines left. Send Jethel that message in-game with your real-life mailing address, and I'll get that out to you tomorrow. Someone named Veklos here from the Tranquility Guild who thinks that Cheez-It would make a nice snack.
No!
Alright, well, I'm going to go ahead and gate Jethel back. Cheez-It.
Forgot who you were?
I forgot who I was on for a minute there. Let's go ahead and gate Cheez-It back to Kinos. And then I'll camp back to Jethel, but let's see here. Let's change the music back to our normal talking music. There we go. I did have some points I wanted to talk about.
Go for it.
Let's see. Just some notes, really. Phil Spector,
guilty.
After what, 6 years?
Guilty! 7 years?
So Phil Spector is guilty.
I liked what you said when I told you. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
The guy had a history of bringing people to his house and then waving a gun in their face. Is anyone surprised that it went off? I'm not. David Lance Aronson, the co-creator of Dungeons & Dragons, has died.
Yep. That was
almost
last week.
Just over 1 year past Gygax.
Yeah.
So, it's official. Dungeons & Dragons is dead.
Uh-huh.
Dungeons & Dragons is dead, folks. I'm sorry.
What isn't?
Domino's concerned whether or not that I may be not liking her heckling. Of course not. I love it. I love it that one of the dev team likes my show enough to come on and give me a hard time. I like that.
He needs that. He needs lots of it.
Okay, so now I'm going to camp to Jethel.
Thank you, Domino. Yay!
We love Domino. And congratulations to Trista. Congratulations, Trista. Okay, so let's see. The co-creator of Dungeons & Dragons is dead. Of course, everyone has seen the new welcome window. Now when you come into game, it tells you if your friends are on, updates to the marketplace, blah, 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 blah. I only wish they would have told us about it, especially those of us who make our own UIs.
Well, the thing is, you don't go over to test enough. I think it's probably on test.
No. Rowane, when you made that comment earlier, Rowane said that it wasn't on test yesterday.
Oh, well.
So this wasn't something that was tested. If there was, if it was being tested, what?
Surprise!
Yeah. If it was being tested, there would have been a note about it at EQ2interface.com. And there was no note.
Oh, well.
Well, then again, it didn't affect a lot of people because not many people actually alter the main file. It's called the main HUD.
Right.
Not a lot of people alter that, but I did for mine. Here we go. Now I'm back in the guild hall. Eek! Trista, if you could send that in a in-game mail. I'm never going to remember this, and I don't think my, my log is on. So if you can send that to me in in-game mail, that would be great. Appreciate it. Okay, so let's see, what else do I have in my notes that I wanted to talk about? Oh yes, if you're looking at the Station Cash Marketplace now, and you're looking at the equipment, you can now hold down the control button and left-click on any of the suits of armor, and it'll equip the entire thing, rather than you having to click on examine and then click on each individual one. You can now click on the set itself and it'll automatically show you what it looks like. So that's good.
Yeah.
Makes it a bit easier, I think. Let's see here. Armor. And I just have to rip on an upcoming movie.
What?
That I think the premise of has just been overdone throughout the years. 18 again. How many movies are they going to make with middle-aged people wishing they were a teenager and then poof, they wake up and they're a freaking teenager again?
It's been redone too often.
It's been done way too many times.
So, we'll just won't see it.
Exactly. We won't see it. We won't even recommend it. Send a message to Hollywood by not seeing this movie. Type out Trista's information here. She says she's 40.
Well, then I'll talk about The Deadliest Warrior, which is a new show on Spike TV.
The Deadliest Warrior.
And so far, I'm loving it for the simple fact that the first episode, they took an Apache warrior who... Apache warriors, they've used their tactics and their method of killing to teach the Army the Special Forces. Okay, so they took an Apache warrior and they put it up against a gladiator, a Roman gladiator, and they go into their movements, their weapons, their speed, the whole thing. You know, sort of like what they did with the animals. They put up two different animals against each other to see who would win.
Yeah, they had a similar show with prehistoric beast versus modern beast.
Yeah. Well, I like this one because, aha, the Apache warrior wins because he's faster. And against a gladiator. Okay. This week, it was a samurai against a Viking warrior. Guess who won this time? The samurai! And you know why? Because he's fast. And so, there we go. Agility always beat out tanks anytime. Yay! I love it.
Just emailing myself about Trista so I don't forget. Here we go. I'll send that out when I get to work tomorrow.
I just love the fact that they're showing people with agility and fastness and swiftness that beats out tanks. I just love that.
Uh-huh.
Makes you all mushy inside, don't it?
I know. We're good. We rule.
Yeah.
I told Trista, okay, I wrote down your address, so I'll send it out tomorrow. And she's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's been a really profitable evening while listening to the show. She's harvested 11 rare so far and a rubber ducky. Oh, boy. I really got to turn off the sounds on my Trillion program. Started using that again. I got a couple friends that use AOL.
Different programs.
I guess a couple friends down there that are using AOL and MSN. So I've gone back to Trillion instead of just running
Yahoo.
I got to turn off the sounds because it's really annoying when I'm trying to talk. Next week on the show, we're going to have Femme Fatale.
Yay!
From the Antonia Bale server, we're going to be talking about the Festival of Unity.
The Festival of Unity, yes. Get that info up here. Festival of Unity. I have it on the jukebox page. Of course, if I could spell, that'd be great.
I thought you could.
Yes, the Jethel's Jukebox now has a banner area. Of course, it's not commercial stuff. I'm making announcements there. Festival of Unity, I'm going to go right to the website here. Festival of Unity, May 31st through the 6th of June. May 31st through the 6th of June, Antonia Bale server. There's going to be, games, events, parties, parades. I wish I could set up some kind of a hot tub outside and we'll have hot tub night, but no. But no, we can't do that. But we're going to have Femme on this week. I'm not sure we're going to be able to get Clump because he's currently in active service and he's comes on as much as he can, but I don't think they're going to allow him to use Skype to broadcast live on an internet program.
Probably not
a good idea. We have Femme coming on next week. Who knows? Maybe the week after that we can have Spindle back. Because he's one of the planners for this year as well. We shall see. Of course, it would help if I asked him. He might be listening. Hey, Spindle, you want...
I don't think he's on right now.
Oh, no? Oh, he was on earlier. Who friend all? I know he's on my friend list. No, he's not on. Okay. Well, fine. Be that way. And Femme is in Karnor's castle. and although her guild is called the Kindred, they are not vampires.
And for those of you out there who check out the Brass, that's with an E,
thebrass.com,
should check out her latest post about Facebook. She has a Facebook ramp.
Yes, her
Facebook spam ramp. Rant. Oh, it's really good.
Oh, I know it. Well, I made a comment on my Facebook thing today about people posting every 5 minutes. Like, give me a freaking break. I don't need to know that you're about to take a shower or, you're waiting in line at Burger King or something like that. I really don't need to know what you're doing every 5 minutes.
Well, Facebook has a tie-in with Twitter. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are Twittering and it's going right to their Facebook too, so.
Don't need to know, folks.
That's okay. I found a joke and I had to go put it on her page. And the joke is, my day started out terribly. Mm. On my way to work, I rear-ended a car in front of me.
Ooh.
The driver got out, and he was a dwarf. He looked at me and said, I'm not happy. And I said, well, then, which one are you?
Oh, God.
Bum, bum, bum. And then that's how the fight started.
Well, there's a nice quiz going on here called How Will You Die? So let's see. Let's see how I'm going to die.
Question number one. Which of the following movies would you rather watch? Godfather, Wall Street, Forrest Gump, Fistful of Dollars, Almost Famous, Breaking Away, Titanic, Midnight Express. Godfather, I guess. You know, I've never actually seen The Godfather. I probably should at some point. How would you describe me, hon? Unpredictable? The life of the party? Outdoorsy?
Life of the party.
Me?
Yes!
Oh, all right. Life of the party. Choose that one. Which of these foods do you like the most? Bar food? Cigarettes? They're not food. Energy bars? Fish and chips? Pringles. Do Pringles. It's a Friday night. What do you want to do? Work? Get in a fight? Get high? Bike ride? Play poker? Movies. Go to a movie. There we go. What describes your situation? Divorced more than once, single and happy, process of a divorce, single and unhappy, in an open relationship, divorced once, I'm a player and married and happy. Well, I would have to say married and happy. Oh, I'm finished. Okay, continue to the results. How will I die? I'm guessing at the feet of Nagafin. I don't think it was that specific, though, so let's see. Continue to the results, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's lovely. There's a picture of Jimi Hendrix there, and they say, you will die by choking on your own vomit.
Oh, that's why I never take those. They're stupid. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think I'll be publishing that one.
I can always get it to say exactly what I want to anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to die by smoking on my own, by choking, by smoking my vomit? What the hell?
Light it up.
Pretty good stuff.
Oh, jeez. There's so much. I've went through and I've shut off a lot of stuff on Facebook. When I first got on there, I was like, oh, this is cool. Let's do this. Oh, yeah. I want to let people know I'm doing this. Yeah, okay.
And just for the record.
Oh, my God. And then after about a few days of that, you're going, my God.
Just for the record, I have set it to ignore all requests from Farm Town.
Yours terrible.
I haven't visited Facebook for a few days. I go on, there's 37 requests. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Everybody wants you to come play Farm Town.
I'm not going farming.
Grimwell wanted to know why you haven't gotten on there yet.
Grimwell, the farmer. I wonder if Sony knows that he's farming.
Brass even wanted to know why you weren't on there. I even got Brass on there. She's farming. Half the guild is farming.
Sorry, we're not my thing.
Farming.
Just not my thing.
I think you're just protesting. You just don't want to get caught up. You think this is an occult. The occult of Farm Town.
The cult of Farm Town.
Doom, doom, doom.
Farm Town. Exactly. Latesh says farming is against the user's agreement.
Yeah, but I'm not farming anything except sunflower seeds, sunflowers,
and I think it's horrible that you've gotten some of the Sony devs to start farming. They're gonna get fired.
Domino, wanna come farm with us? I'll have to send her an invite. Come farm with her. You have to come farm with us. I'll send you a bunny.
It's a freaking cult!
Unless you want a cow or a horse or a donkey, I can send you any of those.
Oh, that's even more of a cult! Talking about cows and donkeys! The hell's wrong with you?
There's chickies, little chickies, and pigs, and the pigs are kind of cute when they lay down asleep. There's sheep.
You're weird.
No, it's fun.
No,
the thing is, the thing to do is you get, the main thing about Farm Town is you have to get other people to harvest your stuff.
Stuff.
Because, you know, you make more money off the harvest, and so do they. And then they can turn around and use that coin to increase their farm, see? So it's sort of a, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your type thing. So it works out really good. My farm's really big, and I'm letting everybody farm it so they can get gold and coins and so they can increase their farms. Yeah, it's fun. It's Farm Town. So that's about the only thing I've been playing there. That and the little green plant thing for, what is it? Oh, little green patch. Supposedly you're saving the rainforest. Mm. Grandma started me on Restaurant City. I haven't been back.
Restaurant City?
Yeah. It's okay. Basically, you hire people. I've hired Domino and Grimwell, and I think I had Brass in there working for me.
Mm-hmm.
Rothgar. So I had four little minions working for me. Two of them were cooks, and two of them were waiters.
You know what? I'm kind of ticked now.
What?
I went ahead and I bought this Sootfoot armor because I hadn't seen it before, and I hadn't seen anyone running around with it. I got it for Jethel's little demon, demon appearance, and now every one of their freaking grandmother has it. So I'm just going to have to get something else.
Sorry.
Not your fault. I didn't know it was new. I thought it was something rare.
Well, no, it's new, but give it some time. It'll wear off, and then you can start wearing it again.
You know, it's like I had to give up my black stuff.
Why?
I had to give up my black stuff because every one of their freaking grandmothers wearing it.
I'm sorry.
I got to find
something. Hey, I'm in red. Nobody else. Have you seen anybody else running around in red?
Hold on a second. I have an announcement to make, apparently.
Oh, you have a note too, huh?
Lucius from the Antonia Bay Ale server just says that someone named Leonardo just hosted the first ever successful raid of VS.
Yeah.
It was a pickup raid.
Yep. I didn't get to go. He didn't have room for me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll never get him.
Just be happy you have your
epic.
Your,
that's about all I'll probably ever get.
You want your level? You want your mythical epic? You're going to have to join a raiding guild.
Well, that means I have to quit Kithacor.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And I don't think anybody's going to take me because nobody wants to do VS. Nobody.
Hell, I'll be happy if I could just get a. I mean, I'll be happy if I could just get a group so I can raise my Reet faction. Now, wait a minute. What is this guy wearing? These are the swords I want. I bet they're not equipable by rangers. No, they're not.
Katanas?
Oh, man. My inspect window. I forget. I haven't put in the appearance slot for the for the weapons in my inspect window yet. Damn. I can't see what he's wearing. Which means you can't either. But yeah, the katana type things. I know there's the Bixie Slayer, and there's one other one out there.
Some of them are monks.
Oh, he's saying they're from a void quest.
They're from a void quest.
An old void quest, he says, so I probably can't get them again. Anyway. Oh, the impressive blade of the Shadow Lurker. And no, I can't get them. They're bruiser and monk only. Too damn bad. They look really cool. Let's see if I can link this in. Here we go. I want a pair of those, but damn it, they're monk and berserker only. A bruiser only. Those look cool. Those look really good. You know what I think we have time for?
What? Leonardo's not believing that we're talking about him.
Well, we are, so there. So I think we ought to do...
Tell him he made me cry, too.
Made you cry?
I'm really serious about just giving up and on getting the mythical, because VS is the hardest for all the classes, to the point where... Nobody wants to do it. They'll do God King or the Over King, Overlord King.
Well, now you know why I've given up on getting my regular epic.
I've got to go once.
I can't get anyone to help me.
I got to go once, and it was great. It was a blood rain. I had a fantastic time, even though we didn't get him. It is, yes. Oh, hang on a second. They're prompting him through. The problem with VS is I didn't have a problem watching my mana. Mm-hmm. You have to keep it within a certain here and there. It's the tank that gets drained, and then whoever's watching the tank has to pump up his mana and keep mana from dropping too low.
Yes, I know. We were talking about this last week.
And it's rough. It's hard. So, I mean, and then from what I found out, our dragon, our last dragon, is like in the third wing, the very last one, compared to everybody else's who are like closer. So say that again about Leo, since he's finally listening.
Okay, now that Leonardo is listening, we wanted
Leonardo,
to say...
Leonardo, are you listening first?
We wanted to say congratulations for the first successful run on VS. Is that the first successful run on this server, or just for him?
For him, on a pickup raid.
Oh, okay.
Leonardo has been working really hard with pickup raids on getting some of these mythical updates. And he's been going at this big guns. I mean, it was his first successful pickup raid for him.
Okay.
And he's not given up, and now he's done it. But I didn't get to go.
Well, we're just going to have to chastise Leonardo.
No,
Every week until Elkwing gets in there.
No. Don't pick on him.
I got my finger on the donkey button. Can I do that?
No.
What about the Cowlipalt?
No.
No.
I can understand, you know, he's got to have certain classes in there to be successful. You can't have overabundance of people. So.
Well, I was thinking about having a live version of Ask a Drunken Dwarf here, but we are running out of time. That's okay. Santania wants the Cowlipalt. Okay,
alright.
Well, who can we launch it at? Santania? I got a headache all of a sudden. Ow. Anyway.
I didn't do it.
I know you didn't do it. Just got a headache for some reason. Okay, Cowlipalt. Who deserves a Cowlipalt?
Latesh.
Latesh?
Yes.
All right. Ready?
Okay.
Missed.
No. He is a little quick thing.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, you know what? Just for good measure, I say we launch one at the Knights of Freeport Guildhall. It's kind of far, but I think if we get the right arc, we might be able to do it.
Why don't you just drag it outside my house and do it? You're closer then.
It's
just like down the road from me.
Right on Lucan's Tower. Didn't quite make it over.
Oh.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not a bad idea. Lucan's Tower! Launch it! There we go.
You know he's going to eat steak for a while now.
Oh,
he sent him free beef.
Damn it! I know. Let's send him the birthday trolls! No, let's not do that. I don't need an all-out war in the, you know, between Freeport and... Okay. Alfred has dinged to a level 26 sage. Congratulations. There it is. There we go. Yeah, so great. So here we are trying to insult the Overlord, and we end up sending him beef kebabs.
I know. You're worse than Lesh Suave that gives away free beef with every tire purchase.
What?
Yes.
When the hell did they start doing that?
They always do that, around February.
Really?
Yes.
I was unaware of that.
Yes. Free beef from Lesh Suave for the purchase of tires.
Okay, then. I was completely unaware of that.
Well, now you know.
And knowing's half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Yeah, Leonardo, you want to be on the show sometime?
Now, Leonardo is what? A guild leader or a raid leader?
He's a raid leader.
Okay. And he's with the Knights of Kinos.
Ooh.
Okay, so we have someone from the Knights of Kinos, and we'll get Thaddeus on. And we'll let him fight it out. That's it. We'll get the guild leader from the Knights of Kinos, and we'll get Thaddeus from the Knights of Freeport on, and we'll have him do a duel live on the air. And if Thaddeus loses, then he has to move to Kelithin. And if, I don't know who the guild leader of the Knights of Kinos are, it might be, I don't know if it's Leonardo or not, but if he loses, then he has to, I don't know.
We'll figure out something.
We'll figure out something.
Wear pink armor.
I mean, pink armor, dancing around North Freeport going, I'm a pretty princess.
Anyway, you can talk to Leonardo and set him up for a interview some night.
Okay. Well, you know him better than I do. You go ahead and make the arrangements on that.
Okay.
Okay, we're about...
Next week we got Femme Fatale on.
Femme Fatale.
Femme Fatale. Next week on the Gentle Silverwing Show, Femme Fatale will be on and we'll be talking about the Festival of Unity.
I want to go play.
You want to go play?
Yes.
You want to play what?
Something I can't talk about.
Farm Town!
Nope, already did that.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. No, we won't talk about it. Okay, so this is the end of the show for this week's, folks. If you have any requests, you know, I play music for the last hour. If you don't have any requests, by all means, let me know, and I'll try to get them in. And you have any shout-outs besides Leonardo there?
Well, to the Brass.
Brass. Well, Brass, who will be spending the night at our house?
We're going to have her for dinner. Yum.
Yum.
Brass Kitty. Is one hell of a woman!
Kitty, Matt, and Tim.
Kitty, Matt, Tim.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, Garaku is asking us to play the new Cheez-It song. Of course, I'll be playing that right after the ending shtick. Let's see, you're going to find it now. There it is. I like that one. People do, you know, you mentioned it to me before, but yeah, people seem to like the cute songs.
Oh, that's another thing I should put out there, the chat channel on the AB server for Leonardo's group is for the people. One word. For the people. Not the number four, but F-O-R.
For the people. No password on that? Just for the people? Alright.
For the people, by the people, and from Leonardo.
Alright. Leonardo. As long as he doesn't start going around going, Cowabunga, dude! I mean, he's not a frog lock, is he?
No, I don't think so. I've never met Leonardo in person.
Middle-aged mutant ninja frog locks.
Okay.
God, he does say Cowabunga, we're in trouble.
What's that?
He's a human.
Oh, okay. Alrighty then, that's it, folks. Go ahead and place your suggestions in the chat channel. For those of you listening in who don't know, there is a chat channel, like Leonardo probably. It is joinguck.ogr. That's the online gaming radio channel on the Guck server. Why is it on the Guck server? Because that's where Delmon is, and he's the one that started the channel, I think. So there we go. That's the show, folks.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 badgers, 2 giant rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.